Our reading for today is from 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father. Younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters in all purity. Honor widows who are truly widows. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them learn to show godliness in their own household and to make some return to their parents. For this is pleasing in the sight of God. She who is truly a widow left all alone has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Command these things as well, so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age, having been the wife of one husband, and having a reputation for good works. If she has brought up children, has shown hospitality, has washed the feet of the saints, has cared for the afflicted, and is devoted herself to every good work, but refuse to enroll younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry, and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander. For some have already strayed after Satan. If any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened, so that it may care for those who are truly widows. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Joshua Lowe, Trinity Lutheran Church, Blue Hill, Nebraska.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Summer has ended and life is getting back into order again. The beginning of autumn in our congregation is often a time, though, for family reunions. As the pastor, my family and I are often invited to these special gatherings. Most of the time, we only know a few people, members of the congregation. So we meet Uncle Frank and Aunt Gladys from Omaha, and Cousin Ken and his wife, the one nobody talks to, Judy. Oh, and there's Wilbur. It's not said, but the looks on people's faces and their attitudes show me they're surprised he showed up. After a while, generally after the meal, when everyone is full, the stories begin to roll out. Stories of the past, good memories, and shared experiences, but sometimes the truth. Cousin Janice leans over and tells me that Judy has a drinking problem, and it's wrecking her family. And Wilbur, well, he's always been a bit on the fringes of the family. Oh, the people of God. The layers pull back and the truth exposed. The rose-colored glasses of pretension are shattered, revealing families. What does the church look like? Certainly the church is the gathering of the baptized, sinners cleansed by Jesus Christ, forgiven, and alive. The church is alive in service to those in need with acts of mercy and compassion as the Lord has given us to do. St. Paul clarifies this act of mercy to Timothy with words of how the church should be ordered, both in response to the elderly, but also to widows. The church extends God's care to people bound to one another in Christ, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters of the one Heavenly Father, one family in Christ. It is to this care that we have been given, especially to those who have need, to the widows. The church is to be their family and looks after them as one would care for their own mother. It's not only a duty, but a responsibility, an obligation. But sometimes the church doesn't look like a very healthy family. It's dysfunctional to say the least. People say nasty things to one another. People who won't work out their problems. People who even take advantage of people's generosity even cheating and abusing kindnesses extended to them. Oftentimes, the church looks no different than the world around her. Because of this, the church receives criticism and even condemnation. No doubt you've heard people say, "You Christians are a bunch of hypocrites. You are as unloving and uncaring as the rest of us. And maybe at times, you're worse." Of course, this is true, to our great shame. We have failed to love our neighbor, to love not only with words, but deeds and truth. We are what St. Paul warns us not to be, reproachable to each other, to those inside, and those on the outside. To those who have criticisms of the church, to those who have been neglected, mistreated, ignored, unloved, to those whom the church has failed, behold Jesus Christ, the faithful Son, who endured the reproach of our sins on the cross. Jesus who loves perfectly. Jesus whose compassion extends to the elderly, to the widows and the orphans, to the failures, and even to the hypocrites and the unloving. Jesus, the perfect Son, who from the cross ensures the care and protection of His own mother with even His dying breaths. He gathers sinners, you and me, and makes us family. Though we are broken and dysfunctional, He binds Himself to us. In the reproach of His suffering, He cleanses us, failures, warts, and all. In Christ, we are bodied and bloodied together, His people, His family, to live lives of mercy, living out our vocations as fathers, brothers, mothers, sisters. Because that's who we are. That's who Christ has made us to be. Reproachable at times? Absolutely. But by the grace of God, active and living the family life of mercy, because we are united and ever reunited in Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Joshua Lowe for today's meditation on God's Word.